الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to The Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding your faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper and pencil, pen, tablet, any kind of recording device, because you are in a class, and in classes you should be taking notes. And if you have this great memory, then you have to worry about note taking because you have it in your mind. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners, or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Now, today's topic or subject will be seeking help from Allah. Allah just simply means Almighty God. It's not this other God that we worship and other people worship something else. It's the God that created all that we see and all that we don't see. There's nothing like Him. In the Arabic, it said, "Laysa kamithlihi shay," meaning there's nothing like Allah, nothing similar to Allah. He sits alone on the throne of authority. He exists before us. He existed while we're here, and he'll exist after we're gone. So I just wanted to let you all briefly know that, because if you've been tuned into this particular station or coming to my class from the beginning, then you pretty much know this, because I talked about who Allah is and who Allah is not. And so we're talking about today's subject will be seeking help from Allah. Because sometimes what we do, we just put it in our own hands, and a lot of times when we put things in our hands alone, we fail. And so maybe it's time to put our trust in Allah and seek Allah's help, seek Almighty God's help. Because what we're doing, obviously, for many of us, it's not working. So why don't you try something different, try something new, and then see if it works for you, by going to our Lord and seeking help. Now, right now we're living in some troubling times. People are losing their homes, increase of drugs and alcohol use. Many people are on drugs or are alcoholics. We have an increase of homelessness. And many of us, we only one paycheck away from homelessness. And of course we have an increase of mental illness and failing health. Almost when you get up in the morning, it's like, okay, what new health problem am I going to have this morning? Is it a knee? Is it my heart? Whatever it may be, what new problem am I going to have this morning? You wake up with feeling good, but you may get up in the morning feeling not so good. And we have also an increase, of course, of mental health, as I mentioned before. Many people are losing their jobs, which also may lend itself or lead towards people, of course, having being in a homeless situation and living on the streets or in homeless shelters. People may be going through these things. And a lot of things I'm mentioning now, I'm not mentioning everything that people are going through, because you all know your situation. You know what you're going through. You know the pain that you're going through, either with your loved one or with people who don't love you at all. And so you're going through something right now, and only the person in the mirror know what you're going through. And so I'm just trying to give to you what Muslims do and give you a possible out, a possible way of getting the help that you need to get out of your situation and bring some ease to your difficult situation. Also, because we have higher gas prices and food prices, really the bottom line, is that many of us are going through some things, are going through something. And so I'm here to help ease and relieve you. I'm here to offer you some suggestion. I'm here to also let you know how we as Muslims are encouraged. When we are overwhelmed with worry, we seek help from Allah, who is the greatest help that we can seek. The greatest helper that we can seek is seeking help from Allah. Now, in our prayer, and that we make prayer, we say it in Arabic. In our prayer, one of the lines in our prayer, which is in chapter 1, chapter 1, verse 5. Again, so you can open up your Quran. I'm going to give you time to open your Qurans up because you have to come to class ready. So you open your Quran for those who are not driving. Open up your Quran to chapter 1, that's Surah Al-Fatiha, and that's the 5th verse in that chapter. And it says, "Wa iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in." And it says, "O Lord, you alone we worship, and you alone we call on for help." Are you alone, the only one that we ask for help? Because the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he would say often, and he who is my soul is in his hand. He depended on Allah and relied on Allah. And our Prophet Muhammad relied on Allah. Then, of course, we as Muslims, we must also rely on Allah. And those who are listening, my students, rely on Allah. You want help? You'll be so surprised when you put it in the hands of Allah how things change sometimes overnight. And it may not be that quick, but you rely on Allah. Don't turn your back on Allah, because Allah will more than likely turn his back on you. But if you reach out to Allah one arm length, Allah, it may reach out to you. I'll get closer to that to you. You come to Allah walking, Allah goes to you running. All you got to do is ask. Allah is there and waiting for us to ask of him and ask from him and seek his help and protection. So don't be afraid to do so. And also in another chapter, which is, I'm gonna give you time to get to it. This is all the way to the end of the book, which is chapter 110, verses 1-3. That's chapter 110, verses 1-3. Okay. And so I'm letting you get a chance to get to that chapter 110. We're gonna read 3 verses in that particular chapter. And this is a very interesting chapter where it talks about seeking help from Allah. And it says, I'm going to read it in Arabic, and then I'll translate it into, roughly translate it into English. Because the Arabic, the Quran was revealed in Arabic. And it's roughly translated in English and Spanish and French and all other types of languages. But the foundational language of Quran, and the true language of Quran, is in the Arabic language. And so I'm going to read it in Arabic, and then I'm going to translate it for you. إِذَا جَاءَ النَّصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. And it's talking about victory. With every victory comes a help from Allah. And it says, again, that's chapter 110, verses 1, 2, and 3. And it says, when it comes to help of Allah and the victory, you see people entering Allah's religion, Islam, in multitudes. So glorify your Rabb, meaning your Lord, with his praises, and pray for his forgiveness. Surely he is ever ready to accept repentance. And so it says here, you want to seek help and you want victory, then you go to Allah for help. And if you want to have victory over whatever you're going through, you don't have to necessarily be a battle on the battlefield. It's just you're going through something. And so you go to Allah and ask Allah to help you. Ask Allah to help you get through it. Yeah, Allah, I'm on these drugs. Please get me off these drugs. I'm an alcoholic. Oh, Allah, please, please, please get me out of this situation that I depend on this drug or this alcohol to make it through the day. And I'm a working alcoholic. I drink, but I drink what you call responsibly. Oh, you drink, and you drink, and you drink, and you seem not to be able to get through the day without drinking. Something's not right about that. Something's wrong about that. When you cannot make it through the day without drugs and drinking, you need help. And you should go to Allah and ask Allah to help you to get through it. Because you're hurting yourself, and you may be also negatively hurting people that are around you, particularly those that love you. And so I want to go to read on. And also in another chapter, that's chapter 16, verse 53. Again, that's chapter 16, verse 53. And it says, whatever blessing you, I'm sorry, let me read it in Arabic first. I'm not even going to read it in English. I'm going to read it in Arabic first, which is the original language of Quran. Wa ma bikum min ni'matin fa min Allah. Thumma idha masakum duru fa ilayhi taj'arun. And it says, whatever blessings you enjoy are from Allah. And when the stress touches you, are you touched by distress? He is the one to whom you cry for help. Allah has given us instructions. In chapter 16, verse 53, He's instructing us. This is what we call, when I read this Arabic, Kalamullah. Kalamullah meaning the words of Allah. And Allah is instructing us. Whatever blessings you enjoy is from Allah. Whatever you're enjoying right now is from Allah, those blessings. And when you're touched by distress, He is the one to whom you cry for, or cry for help from, or whom you cry for help. And so we see here, yes, we enjoy the goodness and the blessing is from Allah. But when we're going through something, we go to Allah. Is the one we cry to for help. So do so. Allah is waiting for us. Allah is waiting for us to cry to Him and to ask for Him for help. We can't do this thing alone. Understand this, no matter how many people around you, sometimes you could be a room full of people and you feel alone. And you ask Allah for help, or people don't seem to care about you, or people don't seem to be concerned about you. And so you ask Allah for help. Seek help from Allah. You are not alone. People committing suicide, other things like that, a familial side, killing themselves and their family. These are kind of things that are not good. You need internal help. You may also need some counseling, of course. And so you should do that. Go to a social worker, a psychologist, or a therapist, something like that, and get that kind of human help. But that spiritual help that you need, go to Allah for it. And then Allah may connect you to some of that human help that you may need. You never know where the help of Allah is going to come from. Because you're in my class today, it may be that you're in my class today that I could provide for you the clear help that you need. And the clear help that you need is from the greatest helper, which is Allah, which is Almighty God. Seeking His help, and don't turn your back on Allah. Try it. What do you have to lose? Try seeking help from Allah and asking Allah for help and ask Allah for relief from whatever you're going through. Now, I want to talk about basically a prescription, if you will, of seeking help from Allah. And this is going to come from chapter 2, the 153rd verse. Again, you need to turn to it right now. Those who are listening to me on the radio station, those who are listening to me on the internet, open your Quran up and turn to chapter 2, the 153rd verse. And it says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu أستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. And so it says very briefly in this particular verse, it says, O you who believe, seek my help with patience and prayer. Surely Allah with those who are patient. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Excuse me. And so we see that Allah says, O you who believe, excuse me, seek my help with patience. Be patient in seeking Allah's help and prayer, and pray to Allah. Surely Allah with those who are patient. And so don't think it's going to be instant. You put something in the microwave and instantly your popcorn pops. That's not how it works. You seek help from Allah. Be patient. Pray to Allah. And perhaps Allah will help you with whatever you're going through. You got to depend on it. And you do it with certainty. And that when you pray to Allah, you don't pray to Allah like, well, Allah, if you can do this, you have time to do this, that kind of thing. No, we can't make Allah do anything. Not at all. And we can make maybe man do it, maybe a child do it. But with Allah, we cannot make Allah do anything. And so we pray to Allah with firmness. Don't be arrogant about it. You better do it. But you ask Allah, oh Allah, help me with this thing. Help me go what I'm going through right now. I'm on drugs. I'm an alcoholic. I lost my job. I'm homeless. Whatever you're going through right now, you got to confess it to man. Confess to Allah and ask Allah for the help that you need. And then you put it in the hands of Allah, and then you let it go. That's what you do. And ask Allah to also relieve you from the stress or whatever the situation is, or thinking about whatever you're going through. And please change. Oh, Allah, I need a job. I'm a man. I have a family. I want to take care of my family. Please give me a job so that I can do so. I can man up and take care of my children and take care of my wife and take care of my family and take care of my mother and my aunt or whomever it may be. I want to definitely say to the men out there, man up. Get off those corners, pull your pants up, and man up. And take care of your family. Instead of out there bragging about what you're doing this and you're doing that, or you're looking for other women to impregnate, so then you have another child that you're not taking care of. So I'm encouraging my brothers, the men out there, and that's I don't care what nationality you are. Not all about African Americans. We're the only ones that do negative things. No. A lot of other people do negative things too, no matter what culture you come from or background you come from. You do negative things too. You are not that innocent of not doing negative things. And it's not just African Americans that do negative things. It's just that we're sometimes highlighted on a newsreel that we are one only ones out there that commit crimes, and other people out there committing crimes too. And so I'm going to say to any man that are listening to me, man up and take care of your family. And if you have a struggle and stress, you take it to Allah. And for the ladies, for the same thing, you take it to Allah, whatever you're going through. If you're having trouble in your relationship, and or you're having trouble with your children, or you're having trouble with your job, then you take it to Allah and ask Allah, Ya Rab, Ya Allah, oh, help me, my Lord, help me to get through what I'm going through. This is what the Muslim does. We take our problem to Allah, and we ask for relief from Allah. We ask for every difficulty, there is relief. And so our relief comes from Allah. Our help comes from Allah. And so this is the way of the Muslim, and this is what we do. Also, again, in chapter 2, I want you to flip back, of course, back to chapter 2, verse 45. It's going to be a similar verse to what I read earlier with some differences. And it's going to be chapter 2, verse 45. And it says, وَأَسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. And it says, again, chapter 2, verse 45, seek help, seek Allah's help with patience and salat, meaning prayer. It is indeed hard to be patient and to be punctual of offering salat, offering prayer, except for those who fear Allah. Because sometimes people may struggle with making their prayers, and I know it's a challenge. But we are still to make our prayers as Muslims five times every day. We make five prayers every day at the very least. at different times during the day. And we have to be patient in our prayers and patient when we supplicate or we ask of Allah and when we seek help from Allah. And so I'm also asking or instructing my students to do the same. You can open up the Quran anywhere other than the verse I'm talking about, and you can see all kinds of help from Allah in the Quran. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to jump out at you. It's not going to bite you. Just open it up. Open your mind up first to seeking the knowledge, and open your heart up to seeking the knowledge, and then you read. I'm not telling that you have to become Muslim, because there's no compulsion in religion. I can't make you become Muslim at all. No one can make you become Muslim. But once you become a Muslim, then you are compelled to do what Islam tells you to do and do what Islam tells you not to do. Also, it says again in chapter 4, verse 45. That's chapter 4, verse 45. And it says, Wallahu a'lamu bi'adaikum wa kafa billahi wa iya'un wa kafa billahi nasiran. And it says, and this is again chapter 4, verse 45, Allah knows your enemies very well. Sufficient is Allah to protect you, and sufficient is Allah to help you. This is the clear. I probably could just do this verse and just stop. First part, it says, Allah knows your enemies very well. And then it says, Allah is sufficient to protect you. And then it says, sufficient is Allah to help you. Just those three portions of this particular verse is clears everything out for you. That first, Allah knows your enemies. Allah is sufficient to protect you. And Allah is sufficient to help you. So keep that in mind next time you're going through something. That Allah knows your enemies, those who are against you. And Allah is sufficient to help you. And Allah is sufficient protector of you. In another verse in chapter 47, verse 7. And it says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in Tansurullah yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. And it says again in chapter 47, verse 7. And it says, O believers, if you help the cause of Allah, He will help you and establish your feet firmly. That we establish in this world the obedience to Allah. Do things in the cause of Allah to please Allah. Allah will help us and establish our foot firmly in this world. And so seek the help from Allah. You want to get your feet established? Then you obey Allah. And you see something wrong, you say something about it. Or you change it with your hand. Or you say something about it. Or you at least hate it in your heart when you see things that are going wrong. And so we have to take charge to the best of our ability to what is going on around us. And always seek Allah's help. Again, Allah knows our enemies. Allah is there to protect. And Allah and seek Allah's help, because Allah is sufficient to us to help us. Now, I want to also mention, and I won't read this in Arabic because of time limitation. This is going to be from chapter 9, verse 16. That's chapter 9, verse 16. And it says, Surely it is Allah to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and earth. He gives life and causes death. You have none besides Allah to protect or to help. And so we understand Allah is in charge of what we call samawati wal ard, in the heavens and the earth. And Allah, He gives life and He takes life. And there's none to protect us and help us again but Allah. So we have to go to Allah for the help that we need. We have to go to Allah for protection that we need. It is not too late as long as we have breath in our body. Yeah, you're going through something right now. Yeah, you're going through a lot of difficulty like right now. Don't just ask of Allah when you got a bunch of money in your pocket and you may thank Allah, you may not thank Allah. Everything's going good with you. Even at that time, you should thank Allah. That's the reason you have that in your pocket. Yeah, you've done some work, but Allah could very well make it that he could take it from you. Don't just thank Allah. Remember Allah when good times. Remember Allah in bad times. And don't let Shaitan or the devil pull you away. Well, once you do this or steal this or take this or cheat this or that kind of thing, no, you don't want to do that. Don't get involved in that kind of thing. That creates a bad character because you do it one time, then you do it two times, then you do it again and do it again. It's like this, the kind of like this black rust, if you will. Go every time you sin, this black rust gets on your heart. And the more sins you do, the more the black rust increases in your heart until your heart becomes dark. It's no more glowing with goodness. It all the sins pile on your heart more and more and more. Excuse me. Until your heart becomes black like coal, black like the darkest part of the night. And so we want to keep our hearts from turning black. We only want to do to the best of our ability. We only want to do that thing which is good and that thing which is right. And so also there's a particular what we call dua, or a particular supplication that we make as Muslim. And it was related by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. He said, "My Lord, help me and do not give help against me. Grant me victory and do not grant victory over me. Plan on my behalf and do not plan against me. Guide me and make my right guidance easy for me. Grant me victory over those who act wrongfully towards me. O Allah, make me grateful to you, mindful of you, full of fear towards you, devoted to your obedience, humble before you, and also being repentant. My Lord, accept my repentance, wash away my sin and my sins, answer my supplication, clearly establish my evidence, guard my heart, make true my tongue, and draw out malice from my breast." And so we see from this, my students, we have to seek help from Allah. Ask Allah for whatever help that we need. Ask Allah for the guidance that we need. Ask Allah for his protection. You're going through something right now. Ask Allah to help you to get through it. Because Allah will help you get through it. Just be sincere in asking of Allah. Y'all been listening to or attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor or your host, Imam Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.